Back now to the far north, where the weather has closed multiple roads. Many people are without power and some people have been evacuated from homes in Kaitaia. Kaiō is the worst hit area from the flooding, but the council is keeping a close eye on Awanui, Morewa, Arangiaihua and Kohu Kohu. Top Energy says 11,000 customers are without power. But a Kaiō business owner says residents of the far north town are resilient, despite the main street flooding, blocking access to the town's health centre. Vivian Buss, who owns the local pharmacy, says it's still open for business. He joins us now. Kia ora, good morning. How are you going?
Hi, all good, thanks. And yourself?
Not too bad. So can people get to the store? They're not having to wade through deep water or anything?
Oh, that's a different story. A lot of the time they struggle to get to the store. We can actually get to them. But they can get to the pharmacy through one side, but usually the tributary roads coming from the other side of Kaiō are blocked and they can't get in through those. So while we can deliver to the BP if they're open, they can then access the BP when the roads are open again if we're shut.
Right, you will, as you say, resilient. So that just describes quite well the impact of this floodwater.
It's a big impact because people can't get to the doctors. Their access to the doctor goes underwater first.
And what is the outlook then? I mean, does it drain away very quickly in the past? I know you've had flooding issues before. What are you looking at for the rest of the day?
I think because it's low tide at the minute, it depends often on the rain. If it's heavy, the water table can rise really quickly. And there's a lovely Whangaroa Health District notice board that is very informative and keeps people fairly well briefed on what's happening with the rivers. Yesterday there were at least two cars that were towed and some of them were up to their windows high in water. So, you know, the number of cars that were lost yesterday trying to drive through water when they should probably not have.
Sounds scary. Were you at work yesterday? Were you witnessing this?
Yes, I was at work. No, I wasn't witnessing it because I was quite busy. But Whangaroa District Notice Board has a lady that looks over the road and she usually puts snapshots up of what's going on. People often ring me though to ask if there's traffic through the state highway.
You're a good gauge on whether you can get through.
Yeah.
That's right. How about power? I mean, 11,000 in the far north, everyone's got power that you're aware of nearby?
No, there were definitely power outages. One lady was doing some lovely needlework and displaying it because she said that they had no power from 10:30 till just after 1. In town, we very rarely lose power, but we had a number of issues yesterday with the power flickering.
I should say it's just 1,100, not 11,000. But this must be one of the worst. Is this one of the worst flooding episodes you've seen?
Oh, no. But 15 years ago, the pharmacy was a metre and a half deep in water. So things have changed, and I think we have different people saying that, you know, it depends on the riverbed being scoured, or it depends on. Now, at the minute, yesterday I had a lady that was interviewed by you guys in the shop, and she blamed the new bridge. But we have had a lot of water recently, and it's been relentless, so. You know, as you say, if it doesn't drain away, it's got to go somewhere. This time round, I'm noticing that the banks of the there's a little river a little bridge that goes over by the Foursquare, and that usually floods outwards. And that one hasn't been that bad in town, so it definitely can come up quite quickly.
Fingers crossed. Well, Vivian, stay dry. Thank you very much for talking to us. Nice to know that you've been able to get the pharmacy open this morning, despite having to get through a bit of water to get there.